All right, but let's once again in studio with us this morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you doing?
Just came to watch you guys work, that's all.
That's it.
Well.
Nice of you.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
We appreciate that.
It's entertaining, doesn't cost me anything. I just love it. Just
cost you a little bit more in the gas tank getting here. Now, I saw, and I was looking at Gas Buddy. Did anyone else see the 519s?
I saw the 519s.
More prominent? Okay.
Yep, I saw 519 a few places.
Getting ridiculous.
I saw it a couple places last week, even if it was $4.99, but now I've seen more. And I was looking at Gas Buddy, and more 519s are popping up. So just so you know, if you still see it for $4.99,
buy it.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you hear these reports of gas nearing $10 a gallon in California, these people who provide us with our gasoline are like, oh, we got lots of headroom. we can drop a little more.
Uh-huh. Gas Buddy provides the weekly averages, too. A year ago, $2.97. 2020, of course, COVID.
Yeah, nobody driving.
It was only $2.06. Wasn't that the year that it got down even below?
Yeah.
Below $2.
Yeah. Really low. 280 in 2019, 305 2018, 246, 260, 271, 391 in 2014, 423 in 2013. You know, as much as we're talking about.
Yeah, that was remember.
A decade ago that.
I remember that.
There were situations like that.
Yeah.
So. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
from Gas Buddy.
And it doesn't, doesn't make any sense to me. It does not make any sense to me, but I know Gas Buddy tries their best to make it sense, but it still doesn't make sense to me.
I
wish it did, but it doesn't.
The reasonings of so many different combinations of so many things.
Yeah. It doesn't, I don't know.
It adds up to $5.19.
Supposedly.
I see a lot of posts on social media, though, where people who have vehicles that have larger tanks are spending over $100 to fill up.
Sure.
And they are not happy.
Don't need a large tank anymore.
Well, yeah.
I think they'd like to adopt the British form of government in which you can remove someone like Boris Yeltsin on a vote.
Which may happen today.
It could happen tonight.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, there's a no confidence vote tonight.
Oh.
That doesn't mean he's going to lose. But
oh, is it really?
There's 50, I think it required, 57 letters
57
or something
letters
from the Tories.
And they already have those, so next it goes to a vote of the
but there's 300 and there are 314 members or something like
something
that.
Oh, like okay. It's over 300, yeah.
Well, I missed that completely.
Not guaranteed that he's going to lose.
I know you're busy when I'm reading the news, but it's been on at least twice, if not three times this morning.
I'm sorry. wasn't paying attention. Well, I don't pay attention to our own politics. Why would I pay attention to somebody else's politics? I'm trying not to. Seriously,
what,
folks.
You mean you didn't watch all the Queen celebration?
Yeah, that's the only thing I heard out of England
that's
all
exactly,
weekend.
Exactly. That's the news I heard. I heard about the Queen's Jubilee.
I heard about Queen playing for the Queen. That's all I heard.
Speaking of that, did you hear?
The people that played, Queen played.
Yep.
Duran, Rod Stewart, Diana Ross, Alicia Keys, Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, Andrea Bocelli.
Wow.
She wasn't there, but yes. Yeah. They all
and the Brits were jamming in the streets. They were enjoying
absolutely.
It all.
That's awesome. Where's Tom Jones? Was Tom Jones there, I hope? He should have been there.
I don't know. He may be as old as she is. I'm not sure.
Ed Sheeran performed, too. He closed the whole thing out. But anyway, that's the news I heard.
What is this no confidence vote about?
Yeah.
It's about his. Part of it has to do with the partying that went on during COVID that he was
we're going back there. Okay.
Yeah, they're going back.
Indiscretions. Yes.
Okay. All right. Back for that. All right. Gotcha.
Do as I say, not as I do.
It's like American politics. The other side doesn't like you. They go after you. Know,
any excuse. Yes.
Gotcha.
There's your political viewpoint from across the pond.
I'm sure they wanted to hear it.
Dave, Charlie, Art, and you on the BBC this morning.